lot of situational football. Guys are working hard, working well together. That's what this time of year is about. A lot of teaching, a lot of learning, going and fixing mistakes afterwards. Encouraging day. Open it up. We have a couple guys who were sore, so we held them out today for precautionary reasons. Yeah, we were smart with him today. Yeah, we were smart with him today. He's sore, so we don't want to push the issue this time of year. I mean, he's been working the whole time back. He's been in a limited role, so we're being smart there. We're easing him back into it, and he'll get better as the off season goes. I have a couple weeks left there, and then in the training camp as well. Yeah, again, this isn't a time that you go out there and you necessarily want to evaluate performance. That's not what this time of year is about. It's about teaching. It's about learning, seeing guys grow. We're not out there counting numbers right now. Communication's a big part of it. But those two guys are definitely players who dive into the book and spend a lot of time in their book, and it shows on the field with the way they communicate and the way they're working. He's a competitive guy. Double D works hard at it, brings a lot of energy to the game. He gets football, and he did a nice job out there today. Been doing a nice job all offseason. You know, right now, it's mentally heavy for them, and they're working hard at it. They're getting a lot of meeting time in the afternoons. We keep them here as much as we can, and they go out, they practice hard, they make some mistakes. They seem like a conscientious group that doesn't repeat a lot of mistakes, and that's a big advantage for them. That was a little breezy, a little cool out there today. Now, that's a better question for Eli.
Ben, even in an environment that you describe as teaching, learning, seeing guys grow, how much do fumbled snaps bother you?
Yeah, anytime the ball's on the ground, it's a problem. But at this time of year, what you have to understand is that when you're under center, a lot of different combinations occur. And especially at the end of practice, you have a lot of guys that aren't normally working together, get a chance to work together and communicate, and that's a part of it. But you don't want the ball on the ground. Yeah, he made some nice plays. He's a big target down there in the green zone. Matchup-wise, he gives you that length that you're looking for. He can run, and he's a functional blocker, so he has a nice skill set.
What kind of challenge is it for you as a coach when guys coming in and out there, you know, TAs and 6 or 7 guys probably weren't here today? I guess guys, one day they're here, one day they're not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did the attendance song and dance last week, so. Let's skip that this week.
And if I can follow up on something you said last time about the offensive tackles and their improvement, you mentioned that they've done everything you've asked them to do. What in particular have they done, and how has it affected, made them better in your opinion?
They really jumped in with both feet in the weight room, working hard, working together, competing in the weight room. That's where it starts. And not just lifting weights. It's the functional mobility. Those types of things where they can work on their flexibility, work on their mobility, and really grow in that regard. And they did everything that we asked them to do at this point. They're growing technique-wise. It'll be exciting for, you know, see them with pads on. Again, we don't want to evaluate guys right now running around in their underwear with helmets on. So we want to see them with pads on and playing with their pad level low and playing with the fundamentals and physicality we're looking for, but they're off to a good start.
Do you think your willingness to play young guys last year kind of resonates with some of the young guys, and they kind of see that there's a pathway that you'll give them a shot?
Yeah, I wouldn't give rookies that kind of credit, if that's what you're asked. They're out there trying to learn right now. I think once we get a little closer to it, they may figure it out and hear some stories. Tom Quinn does a good job explaining to them once in the special teams meetings that they're going to have opportunities, but they're trying to figure a lot of things out right now.
Some of the young guys who weren't rookies, like a Goodson or a Darian Thompson. I mean, you know, Darian was in a position to play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, they know that there's a spot there, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe in playing young players, giving them an opportunity to grow, especially early in the season. so you have the most competitive team at the end of the year.
I know it's only June 2nd, I guess, but what gives you confidence that this team will be better than last year's team?
Yeah, I don't even know who the team is right now. We're just out there teaching, we're learning, we're working to get better skills and communication and working together. We're not competing against each other right now. We're working with each other to get better, to learn. So when we do get to camp and we do put the pads on and we start cracking the pads and we get to the preseason game, that's when we'll evaluate. That's when we'll know more about the team that we have.
Mikel Thompson is at cornerback full-time now?
Mikel is a guy that has a skill set and can work a variety of places. Yeah.
What position do I play in softball?
Any event that benefits the J Fund is a great cause. So hopefully they get a great turnout. Okay. All right, thank you.